Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
I'm guessing our phone screener Amber here was shocked. Shocked when you put this in your mouth.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting that.
That's one hell of a tease.
That's professional right there.
Yeah,
why don't we just not tell him what it is?
Yeah,
let's just move going. On right
And
now.
Moving on.
Spotlight on Bert. So what happened was, I think I was in like elementary school. I was pretty young. And we went to Publix. Shout out to Publix in Mount Zion. What's up, Morrow, Georgia? Anyways, we went over there and... you know when you get like the chicken wings from like the deli counter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have like the fried chicken wings, the buffalo, the Mardi Gras, all that.
Fine.
So I wanted to order. I said, Dad, I got this. Okay. I'm about 9 years old. I know what I'm doing. All right. So I wanted to sound smart. My dad is a book guy. You know, he had me doing vocabulary words weekly. I read Moby Dick when I was in the sixth grade. Yeah, actually, no, fourth grade. So anyways, I wanted to be smart. Like my daddy raised me to be. So I was like, to an older white woman, I go up to her and I say, can we get a pound of Caucasian chicken wings?
What?
I thought what? Cajun was short for Caucasian.
Wait. Run that back.
Yeah.
One more time.
I ordered a pound of Caucasian chicken wings to an older white woman, and I thought Caucasian was short for Cajun. I was like 9. All right?
So you wanted Cajun.
Yes.
You thought Caucasian was short for Cajun,
I
and Caucasian
sure
is longer than Cajun?
Yeah, Caucasian is too...
I meant the other way, sorry.
Okay, all right.
I was trying to say the longer way.
Yeah, she was doing the formal ask for Caucasian wings rather than just doing the informal way of yes. Cajun wings.
The funny part was, not even what I said, obviously, but the funny part was how the older white woman looked at me and then looked at my dad trying to see if it's okay to laugh because she didn't know what to do with that.
Was she like, well, I did make them.
She's thinking maybe that means just white meat? Maybe just the breast? Because breast is white meat.
Yeah. Right? Keep the duck meat.
Right? No drumsticks.
Okay. My dad didn't even correct me because he was too busy laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him like, what, bro? I ordered some Caucasian wings. Give me a pound. What'd you say? What?
Yeah, for your next birthday, he's going to give you Moby Dick again. Clearly, it didn't work for the first time.
No,
get smarter now.
Bless you all.
All right, so what has happened? She wanted a blind date with a guy from way back in elementary school, right? This sort of started yesterday on the show.
Yes, so Deborah hit us up, and she wanted us to reach out to an elementary crush. Her daughter was doing Valentine's, and she had gotten some old things from her family home, and she was going through them and came across some old Valentine's and came across this Mario Brothers Valentine card from a kid in her elementary school. And she is single. She did a little digging. He is single, and she's like, I feel like the universe is working in mysterious ways, and I've seen this long-lost Valentine that I should reach out to him. So Tommy did just that. He reached out to this dude that she knew in elementary school and did not tell him anything about Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, yo, are you single? He was like, very single, which is kind of a red flag, but whatever.
Very single. You're right.
No, very single to me, because to you it reeks of desperation when you say that.
A little bit.
Because to me,
it could just mean like I'm actively looking.
Okay. For me, it means like I'm a player.
Oh, no,
like,
no, no. For me,
I'm very single. Like, let's go.
No, for me, it sounds like you haven't had a significant other in about 22 years.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Down bad single.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, he said he's very single. And so Tommy set it up that he would go on this blind date with either somebody he doesn't know, somebody from his past, whomever. And dude was down for it. So Tommy, you know, made sure he was free. Deborah was free. So they were supposed to go on this mystery blind date last night. And we were going to wait and see. I told Deborah, I go, listen, he may see you and have absolutely no recollection of who you are. You need, like, manage your expectations.
You might walk right by her in the restaurant, bar, whatever.
And she was like, it don't matter. I got this. She was like, queen knew her worth.
Very confident.
She was putting out the mojo, and she was down to get her man last night.
All right, let's see what the update is. So, I wanted to thank you so much for doing this for me. I also wanted to thank Tommy for finding us dinner reservations at the last minute on Valentine's Day.
What'd you get, Chili's, man?
Panda Express.
Oh, Panda Express.
So, he showed up, and he was gorgeous. He didn't seem to recognize me because he was still looking around trying to figure out who his blind date was. So I walked up to myself and introduced myself. He gave me a hug and said, it was nice to meet me. Mm-hmm. I didn't correct him and let him know that we already met many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we sat down, his first question was how I got roped into this blind date. I lied and said that a friend of mine had also contacted you all about setting me up on a blind date.
I like your move. Now you ain't desperate.
So, as of right now, he thinks we've never met, and we were both in the same situation when it came to this date.
Wow. Okay.
I felt a bit less nervous when I knew he thought we were in the same situation. I was too nervous to tell him the truth. And to tell him, I'm a crazy lady who remembers him from elementary school.
You gave me that Mario Brothers Valentine. It was really awesome. I have it in my pocket. You want to smell it?
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at this one. So, I just never told him. The rest of the evening went really well. I think we both had a great time. At the end of the night, we exchanged phone numbers. And he even texted me to tell me that he had a good time. So, I think we will probably end up going out again. I guess I will have to tell him the truth. Yeah. And hope he doesn't think I'm crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the timing is right to finally tell him the truth. It's not the next date.
No.
It's not the date after
no,
that.
No. Don't be in a rush at all.
Yeah.
During your wedding vows.
That might be a little too late.
We don't have to go too far on that. I mean, let's be honest. Like, if they get intimate and he really enjoys himself.
Right there.
She's locked in.
That's when you tell him.
I'm not lying.
Like, mid-coitus?
No. Let the man enjoy himself.
Hey, let the fireworks happen first.
Right. My bad.
You're on The Burt Show.